In a surprise move, City Council voted to remove Ward 2 Count Michael Vignini from the Greater Sudbury Police Services Board. A long and winding road led toward tonight's decision. Although the motion by Ward 11 Count Bill LaDuke was on tonight's City Council meeting agenda, he'd previously indicated his intention to withdraw it out of fear for his and his family's safety. LaDuke first tabled the motion during the January 25 City Council meeting, after which he alleges that Vignini threatened him during a phone conversation. With the incident currently under investigation by North Bay Police Service, LaDuke declined further comment aside from clarifying the threat was very serious. Vignini has since categorically denied that he committed any criminal offense and pledged to cooperate with any investigation. After the motion passed during tonight's meeting, LaDuke clarified to Sudbury.com that he had a change of heart following his initial decision to withdraw the motion. "We have to have proper representation on the board," he said, adding that they need to be knowledgeable about the protocols in place and must be able to recognize a dangerous situation and respond appropriately. The main pillar holding up LaDuke's objection to Vignini being on the police board consists of comments made during the January 18 Finance and Administration Committee meeting. At the time, Vignini relayed a story about something he witnessed downtown, saying, "There's one big large tent where I was, at Memorial Park, on Saturday night, and there was about eight gentlemen in the tent and they were yelling at an individual woman, and she got out of the tent and ran for her life when other two people from the shelter tried to get her to come back into the shelter and she just kept running." LaDuke feels that Vignini should have phoned 911, while Vignini claimed that the incident had been overblown and that the woman in question wasn't in any genuine danger. Also troubling, LaDuke said, was Vignini's mistaken belief that he was not allowed to phone 911 due to his being on the police board. Although this incident was outlined within the preamble to LaDuke's motion, it wasn't the only reason behind his belief that Vignini should be removed from the police board. Vignini's story about Memorial Park came up while defending himself in the wake of accusations he had been spreading misinformation about the city's homeless community. In a video posted to YouTube on January 15, Vignini joined mayoral candidate Bob Johnston and a homeless man who went by the name Roger in making several claims about what has been taking place downtown. In the video, it's claimed that two frozen bodies had been pulled out of downtown tents within a few weeks leading up to the video's posting, that a woman froze to death outside of Tom Davies Square the previous Thursday, and that there had been a recent double stabbing at a shelter in the city. It was also claimed that the city had been evicting people from their tents and that there was $300 million sitting there in a city bank ready to be used to assist in the city's homelessness crisis. Taking umbrage with the video, LaDuke questioned city administration about these claims during the January 18 Finance and Administration Committee meeting, during which every one of them was refuted. Vignini subsequently defended himself during an interview with Sudbury.com, likening himself to Christopher Columbus declaring the world is round. As of tonight, the original video was still online and had racked up 2,816 views. "He came straight out, and in my opinion and my opinion only, he called everybody a liar," LaDuke said during tonight's meeting. "We have to unfortunately remove Count Vignini at this point in time." Vignini declared a pecuniary interest during tonight's meeting so did not vote or weigh in on the discussion surrounding LaDuke's motion. Ward 8 Count Alsizer, who serves as chair of the police board, also declared a conflict so did not vote or weigh in on the matter. Of the balance of city council, only Ward 1 Count Mark Signoretti and Ward 3 Count Jerry Montpelier voted against removing Vignini from the police board. Both city councilors cited the ongoing police investigation as the key reason for their decision and that city council should wait for the outcome before making a decision. The motion to remove Vignini from the police board predates LaDuke's allegation that Vignini threatened him, which the police investigation is about. "The councilor's motion does stand on its own," Mayor Brian Bigger clarified. After voting to remove Vignini from the police board, those city council members who did not declare a conflict voted unanimously to have Ward 12 Count Jocelyn Landry Altman step in to fill the vacancy. Sudbury.com reached out to Vignini for comment after tonight's meeting wrapped up but was not immediately able to connect with him. Also during tonight's meeting, neither of the two motions opposing the Kingsway Entertainment District were passed by city council. The city's elected officials voted against allowing a motion by Ward 3 Cown. Jerry Montpelier to come forward, which called for an October 24 referendum question that asks, are you in favor of spending $113 million on a new arena? Vignini's motion seeking a reconsideration of the Project Now proposal, a rejected downtown alternative to the KED, was pulled by Vignini without explanation. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.